Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Monday, October 28th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Fed expected to cut rates this week, Brexit deadline extended to January 31st, and strike to trim $3 billion from GM's bottom line. Leading today's news, the financial markets have priced in a 50 basis point rate cut by the Federal Reserve at this week's FOMC meeting, possibly the third in the last three meetings. Opinions vary on the effectiveness of the cut since rates are already low, so lowering them further may not have the desired effect and would take away some of its powder for future interventions. In other news, the EU has agreed to extend the Brexit deadline until January 31, 2020, reports the BBC. EU Council President Donald Tusk tweeted that the bloc is allowing for a flextension, which means that the UK can leave before the deadline if the deal is approved by Parliament. Bank of America believes that the just-settled 40-day strike will cost GM more than $3 billion in profits, most of which will show up this quarter. Production at 30 plants will ramp back up as soon as possible in order to recoup the lost production of 300,000 cars and allow workers to earn back, via overtime, lost wages. Thinking that Joker was not going to be a huge winner, Warner Brothers sold a substantial share of the movie to outside investors during development. Now that the film is the number one rated R movie of all time, with a $788 million gross and counting, it wishes that it could roll back the clock on the decision. Tiffany has received a $120 a share offer from Louis Vuitton, valuing the company at $14.5 billion, 22% above Friday's close. According to informed sources, it will need to sweeten the offer to get the deal done. Weakness in the manufacturing sector from a weary global economy and the U.S.-China trade war may not be much to worry about, at least in the near term, reports the Wall Street Journal. Domestic unemployment is a minuscule 3.5%. Retail sales were up 4% last month, and the economy is projected to have grown around 1.3% last quarter, according to a forecasting firm. Manufacturing represents about 11% of domestic output, down from around 16% 20 years ago. Amazon.com says its Amazon Pay will enable users to pay their utility bills, either online or using the Alexa voice assistant. It discussed the plan during a Sunday keynote at the Money 2020 conference. The e-commerce giant is partnering with Paymentus, which reached a similar bill payment deal with PayPal earlier this year. A joint venture between Air Products and ACWA Power and Aramco is in the advanced talks with leaders to help finance the purchase of $11.5 billion in assets, Reuters reports. The gasification power JV is looking to buy the assets from Aramco by year-end, and will operate the facility under a 25-year contract for a fixed monthly fee. Senior Chinese government figures are dialing up the charm in an effort to attract U.S. and other foreign companies to invest there. The ongoing tit-for-tat trade war with the Trump administration has created enough headwinds to concern Chinese leaders that, without foreign investment, they may fall short of President Xi's goal of doubling the economy in the decade from 2010 to 2020. Hence the charm offensive. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and gold are all set to open in the green, with crude oil slightly down. On today's economic calendar, retail inventories are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, SA for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.